teams wanted. You know, Oxford 0-5, looking for their first win of the season. Edison has one victory here. They come in at 1-5, or 1-4, excuse me, in the division. And both these teams looking for a big win here tonight. For Edison, they want to come in. They want to spoil the party here on homecoming. And if you're Oxford, you want to win in front of your home fans on such a big night. I mean, we said it before. We came in here tonight, and it looked like a college football atmosphere. Mm-hmm. They have a big tailgate in the parking lot, music, all sorts of decorations. Really impressed here tonight.
Yeah, it was really nice driving into the parking lot, and you just see this sign that says tailgate this way. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
We get out of the car, and there's tents everywhere. There's music, and there's barbecues going and everything. So I was like, yeah, this is the real deal. And then we get up to the walkway, and there's pumpkins line the walkway.
Yeah, it was. It's great here tonight, and a good football game so far. Oxford will receive a squib kick, rolls down to the 35, and Oxford does a good job to just fall on it there as they will start the second half with possession. And Brady Smith falling on it, and we're getting to that time of the night, Tim, where the dew is kind of setting in. The ball might be a little slippery here in the first or in the second half.
Yeah, and I do believe it's maybe drizzling because there are some umbrellas up out there, and you know, it looks like it might be getting the field a little wet, plus the cold temperature and the dampness is probably going to make it hard to hold on to the football.
Yeah, seeing some umbrellas pop out. We got a couple of tents popping up here in the stands as well. I said it earlier, every time I've come here this year, I have been bad luck in terms of the rain, so I apologize.
Your bad luck, Schlepprock?
Yeah, I think so. So here's Oxford with the ball. They'll hand it off on first down. They'll run up the middle in between the tackles here. Let's see who the ball carrier is. We do have a flag on the play. Good for about 7 yards. And, that's Brady Smith on the carry.
Yeah, Brady Smith between the guard and tackle gap on the left-hand side did a real nice job and got good yardage on the carry. And then the flag is going to add to it, I believe. Going to give Oxford the first down yardage.
So it's Edison 8 and Oxford 6 to start the second half. And, yeah, move those chains. It's going to be a good opening drive here in the second half for Oxford. So moving the ball out to about the 49-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right for Oxford. And Smith is lined up in the backfield. They'll throw, and they're looking for Tucker over the middle, and the pass was in the dirt incomplete. And the QB on the play was Alex Smith.
Alex Smith looked like he rushed that throw just a little bit and underthrew it, and the receiver really didn't have a chance. Second down and 10, ball spotted right at about the 49-yard line of Oxford Blackhawks.
So earlier this year when we saw Oxford, Smith was at QB. He went out of that game with an injury. Tucker spent a lot of time at QB here to start the game, but now it appears that Smith, at least on this drive, is going to be doing some QB duties as he brings the play in from the sideline. And so this will be a second down and 10 to go for Oxford. They trail 8-6 early in the third quarter tonight under the lights at Oxford Academy. And this will be a direct QB keeper. And from the shotgun, they'll try to run it up the middle with Smith, and he is hit by a wall of Spartans. They'll bring him down at the line.
Real nice job right there by the defense of Thomas Edison. They did a good job, got rid of their blockers, and stopped the runner right at the line of scrimmage, third down and 10.
Ball up to the 49-yard line here for Oxford. Big third down. They want to do something on this drive to start the second half. So now it looks like Tucker might be going back to the QB position again. David Tucker threw the first half touchdown. Just a freshman. Been so impressed with him this season. He won our all-purpose award when we did the game up at Unadilla Valley. We were set to do the UV game this week. They were hosting Elmira Notre Dame, but some injuries for the Storm. Left them without the state minimum amount for players, so they did not have tonight's game. So we're in Oxford, and I'm glad we're here. Always tough when your numbers are already low here for eight-man ball. Here's Smith. He's going to tuck it and run. Spartans are chasing him. He bounces to the outside. He's on the right wing side. He's going to be close to a first down, diving forward to the 41. Wow, that's going to be very, very close here. And he was stuck in the backfield, and I think he got it.
Yeah, I think he did, Nate. That little extra effort to dive for the sideline with the ball extended gets him the first down yardage, so the ball will be spotted at about the 41-yard line of Thomas Edison.
Pocket was collapsing. I thought he was dead to rights. Got out to the right wing side as Oxford is now going left to right, and big play.
Showed a lot of strength right there because he's not a real big guy and ran through an arm tackle and took it down and got the first down yardage for his team.
Smith listed at 6 foot tall, 150 pounds, and made the most of it there on a first and 10 here for Oxford. Spartans are shifting on the line. They're going to hand off to Paul Baker, left side in between the hashes. Bulls his way out to the 35-yard line for a good pickup. One of those seniors that will be enlisting in the U.S. Army, so we thank you for your service in the future, Paul, and a good run there.
Yeah, real nice run right there on the jet sweep to the left side. Paul Baker cuts it back up inside the tackle in the guard gap and gets about 6 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and four.
9:25 to go, third quarter. It is Thomas Edison leading Oxford 8-6. A good shootout here tonight between these two teams. I don't mean that in terms of putting points up on the board, just back and forth, good hitting, good tackling, good defense between these two teams here in eight-man action tonight. And here is Tucker in a QB on a second down and about four to go. No, it's Smith, actually. He gets the snap, takes off to the left side, cuts back at the left hash mark. Good for a first down across the 30 to the 28. And Oxford is making up ground here on this drive.
Not very often you say quarterback power, but that's what it was. He had a lead blocker out from on the left-hand side and sealed the edge for him, got him the first down. Ball will be spotted at about the 27-yard line of Thomas Edison.
So it's still 8-6. Edison on top of Oxford. Clock is moving. 8:45 to go, third quarter. Tim, in all the eight-man games that we've done in the last 2 years here, we usually see a lot more big plays. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that breakaway big play tonight.
Yeah, I think that's credit to both of the defenses. I think they're doing a really nice job controlling the space and not letting people get those big plays.
So it's going to be a first and 10 here for Oxford, and they'll hand off to Baker. He'll hit the pile and across the 25 to the 24 before he's brought down there by the Spartans defense, and that was Derek Fresney on the tackle for the Spartans. He's been in there a lot tonight.
Derek Fresney stops the runner with a 2 yard gain. We'll bring up second down and 8. The ball is now spotted at the 25 yard line of the Thomas Edison Spartans.
8 minutes to go, third quarter, live at Oxford Academy tonight. Thanks for joining us. Also online at WCDOsports.com. That's courtesy of SFCU. They also sponsor our game audio archive. You can go back, listen to this game or any other game. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. So a big thank you to them. Second down and about 7 to go. They're going to throw over the middle. They get it to Tucker. He catches it at the 15. A spin move to the 5, and he's in for an Oxford Blackhawks touchdown. They retake the lead.
Tucker with a little slant pattern into the boundary and then actually made a nice little cut to make the defender drop and miss the tackle and walked into the end zone. 6 points.
So Oxford takes the lead 12-8 with 7:40 to go in the third quarter. He caught that. He had his back to the end zone, did a little juke, did the kind of 180 spin, and boom, he was gone.
Yep, he ran right out of the arm tackle and walked into the end zone. Nice little play.
That's some of the plays that we saw him make against Unadilla Valley where he caught the ball in space and was just able to make it work. So Oxford's going to go for two. They got two wide receivers split to each side. Man in motion from left to right. It's going to be a direct snap here to Alex Smith. Hits the pile, but the Spartans say no. And the two-point conversion is no good. So 7:40 to go, third quarter. It's 12-8. Oxford is on top of Thomas Edison after that touchdown catch there from David Tucker. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oxford kicking off here after the touchdown, and the ball will be received by Thomas Edison at the 30. This is Horahan, works his way all the way up to the 50, tackled on the big Blackhawks logo at midfield. And 7:35 to go in the third quarter, Oxford leading Thomas Edison 12-8. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight here on WCDO.
Number 45, Horahan, with a nice return on that play of 20 yards, gives the ball right at the 50-yard line, first and 10 for the Spartans.
So can Edison answer here once again? And what will the Blackhawks defense do in this back-and-forth contest? Oxford now with the lead here in the third quarter on their homecoming. Here tonight, also senior night for four seniors on this Blackhawks eight-man squad. So 7:35 to go. They'll hand off, and here's Horahan. He bounces outside to the 40, all the way down to the 30, to the 25, to the 24 before he's roped out of bounds. And I think Edison has found the secret recipe here, Tim.
Yeah, it's number 45, and what a great little play right there. Just a straight dive, and he bounced it out to the outside and outran a couple of defenders, but then was run out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
So I think we're going to see a steady dose of the big running back, Jack Horahan, here, 5'10", a senior at 220 pounds for the Thomas Edison Spartans. They are deep into Unity, or excuse me, to Oxford territory here. Tim, we keep calling everybody else different teams tonight. Just one of those nights. Going to be a snap here to the QB, Michael Brown. He's going to fall forward to the 20-yard line before he's brought down there.
Falling forward for 5 yards, not too bad. Second down and five.
I think it's the Spartans thing. You know, Thomas Edison Spartans, yeah. We keep wanting to call them Unity Go.
Okay, can I say Spencer Bennett?
Yeah.
Mayor Spartans.
They're the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a bird.
Spencer Manette and Kander Eagles. Yeah,
that's a bird.
And we saw them earlier in the year. That's our defense, you know. So
it was field hockey or the soccer you were talking about.
Yeah, field hockey, soccer. Yeah, we cover a lot here at CDO. It's hard to keep it all straight. Edison now on a second down and five to go. A light rain here in Oxford. They'll hand it off. They'll try to bounce to the outside, but there's that Oxford defense collapsing in. And let's see who came up with the tackle there off the bottom of the pile. I believe was Caden Collins as well as Devin Beek.
Yeah, real nice tag team tackle right there by those two Blackhawks and kept the runner to 2 yards. We'll bring up third down and three.
Ball is spotted at about the 18-yard line as Thomas Edison is going right to left here to start the second half. We have 6:15 to go in the third quarter. It's 12-8. The Oxford Blackhawks are on top of Edison here. Waiting for the snap on third down. And the handoff goes to Horahan. He dives forward and lunges, really stuck his whole hand out there with the ball across the 15. That'll move the chain.
Yeah, he knew where the mark was and did a really nice job extending the ball out across that. So first and 10 with the ball at about the 14.5.
Oxford just doesn't have an answer right now to bring him down. They just don't have that guy who's equal in size, and boy, just the more he grounds and pounds, the more Oxford's going to get tired. It's going to come down to those guys on the line, I think, just breaking free and pulling them down.
Yeah, those guys have got to get some penetration and get in the backfield and maybe slow him down. It may not make the tackle, but just at least slow him down so he doesn't get his feet going.
I think Baker's going to be a key kind of from his linebacker position as well as Brady Smith. And here's a sack on the play. Oxford getting a lot of pressure, led by Devin Meek, who came streaking in from the outside on that right wing side.
Yeah, Devin Meek, the senior, 5'10", 163-pound senior, untouched into the backfield, blindsides the quarterback. We'll bring up second down and 20.
Boy, a long second down coming up for the Spartans with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Oxford leading 12-8. It's eight-man football action tonight here on WCDO as the ball is pushed back to about the 24-yard line. So that Oxford defense trying to answer the call here. Horahan is in the backfield now for the Spartans. Two wide receivers split out to the left. They're going to go back to Horahan. He breaks out of the backfield, but no, he's brought down. And that's Paul Baker grabbed him by his ankle and said, "I'm not letting go."
Right, and that's what we talked about. The way to bring down that guy is take his legs, and he did a nice job on that play and did not let go of his legs. He got about 2 yards. We'll bring up third down and 18.
Boy, a huge third down here, and the Oxford defense has got to be licking their chops. Of course, this is really four-down territory here for Thomas Edison, but you got to like the position that Oxford's in here, but they have to make another stop here with 4.5 to go. Clock is moving. It's 12-8. Oxford on top. Thomas Edison comes up to the line. Michael Brown is the QB. He's under center. Horahan is in the backfield. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. Let's see if they go to the air here. Fumble on the play. Brown's just going to have to fall on it. Let's see who comes up with it. Looks like Edison will hold on. Let's see. No, Oxford got it. Off the bottom of the pile there, the Blackhawks come up with the turnover, and it was Christian Bowers who ripped it away from the Edison QB.
Nice job by Christian Bowers. He just submarined the quarterback and got underneath of him and recovered that ball. Big, big turnover right there. The Blackhawks will now take the ball over at their 20-yard line.
With 4:08 to go, third quarter, Oxford leading 12-8. It looked like they had no answer to stop Edison on that drive. Horahan was running all over the field, but the defense comes through.
Yeah, the defense has done a really nice job all night long. I mean, just other than that last couple plays at the end where they got the penalties and stuff at the end of the half, but they did a really nice job stopping the Spartans on that drive, and they'll start their possession in deep in their end zone or in their zone.
So over on the sideline here, Meek and Bowers are getting together and, you know, slapping hands, cleaning off the cleats here. Those guys made the big plays on that last drive for Oxford on defense. And so let's see what the offense can do for the Blackhawks as Smith will stay in a QB. Wants to run to the right as Oxford goes left to right. Gets away from a tackle, gets to the 25, and he's pushed out of bounds there. So they've really gone with Alex Smith here at QB in the second half.
Yeah, it was a nice little play right there. Kind of that quarterback power off to the right side again. And then there is a flag at the end of the play. I think there's a late tackle out of bounds. So that's going to add 15 yards on top of the run. The run was good for about, I'm going to say, 8 yards. So it would have been second and two, but I believe we're going to have a first down.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact right along the sideline. I don't think any of it was malicious or anything. If he's going to go against Thomas Edison, just, you know, so hard, I think, for guys. You're getting towards that sideline. You want to make sure that you get that guy out of bounds. You pull him down. He doesn't pick up those extra yards, but it's such a fine line. It's tough.
It is. I mean, as you said, Nate, it wasn't anything like he was dirty or anything on that play. It was just momentum took him out of bounds, and then he couldn't stop, and he finished the tackle out of bounds, and the referee saw it through the flag.
And so this will move the ball all the way up to the 41-yard line here for Oxford. So the momentum seems really with the Blackhawks right now.
Yeah, Blackhawks 20 yards away. These guys are running up to the line right now. I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, wow.
4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Oxford leading 12-8. And here, as a first down, they're going to hand one off here to Brady Smith. Cuts to the outside, slips on the outside as he was about to turn the corner. So maybe a pickup of two. That's that kind of rainy conditions as it starts to lightly rain here, as we said, kind of striking there.
Yeah, inside handoff right there, and a nice little play. Had a blocker out there, was just getting ready to make the cut to come back in, and he was probably going to get about four or five more, but slipped and fell. Gets three, second down and seven.
I will say this field is great here at Oxford. It's built in natural grass, and it's taken a lot of punishment with the weather and multiple sports being played on it. It looks great.
Yeah, very nice field.
You know, they've played a lot of soccer on it this year. Their girls' team was very close to getting to the MAC championship. Had a great year. They played a lot of games on it. It still looks good. Timeout taken by Oxford. We'll step away. 3:20 to go, third quarter. It's Oxford 12, Thomas Edison 8. Eight-man football tonight on CDO. Stay tuned.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Oxford leading 12-8. Homecoming and senior night here. Eight-man football on WCDO live from Oxford Academy. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you. Jim Tomeos, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. A busy time of year with sectionals starting across multiple sports. The fall is always crazy. Volleyball, field hockey, soccer, football, cross-country, golf, you name it. It's a busy time of year.
Yeah, Bainbridge-Walton MAC final.
Yeah, for volleyball will be on Monday down at BG. I'll be there for that. Top seed BG and three seed Walton in the MAC volleyball championship. Oxford going for it out of the timeout. They were looking for Tucker down the right side. He was overthrown there by the QB, Alex Smith. And really wasn't close to it.
Yeah, it was an interesting little play. I think the quarterback and the receiver got a little crossed up on the pattern, and the ball was outside and the receiver was inside. So nothing going good on second down, third down, and seventh.
Yeah, that'll be BG and Walton for the MAC Volleyball Championship, 5:30 in Bainbridge on Monday, in case you're interested. BG going for their fourth straight MAC championship. Of course, they're the two-time defending state champs in Class D, and they are 13-1 so far this year, 10-0 in the MAC. So, boy, could be another good long run for the Bobcats. Section 4 is always tough, though, so we'll have to see how that goes when sectional comes. As here is Oxford on a third down and about seven to go. They'll hand off to Baker in a good play by guess who in the backfield for Thomas Edison. He does it all. Jack Horahan on the tackle.
Jack Horahan did a really nice job, as Nate said, from his linebacker position to scrape to the play, read it, and then finished off with a great tackle. Fourth and eight.
Yeah, about fourth and eight.
Yeah, I would say fourth and eight.
Oxford right at midfield, trying to get something going out of this drive. They lead 12-8 late here in the third quarter with 2:40 to go. And they're going to punt it away. I thought maybe they would pull out the trickery there, but they punt it out of bounds. Goes to the 32-yard line. That's where Edison will take over.
Nice little stop and turnover on downs by the Spartans from Thomas Edison. And they will get the ball, as Nate said, at their own 33.
So Edison fumbled on their last drive. Oxford came up big on defense. Now the Blackhawks, again, will have to come up with a big play, as the offense, no points on that last drive. So it remains Oxford 12 and Thomas Edison 8.
Yeah, and you got to believe, like you said before, they're going to see a heavy dose of number 45. I think I would just continue to give that young man the ball until he can't take it anymore, because what he's doing is he's wearing down that defense, because he just finishes off runs so well.
I mean, he's been great tonight. He doesn't look tired. He looks fine. And so under center here for Edison once again will be Michael Brown. Again, four different guys have taken snaps tonight, and they'll hand it right off to Horahan. Brought down maybe a gain of one or two. Oxford seems to, over the last probably 5 or 10 snaps, found a way to at least limit his running.
Yeah, the first guy in is hitting him low, which is good, because that's what you got to do. But you can't just hit him. You got to hit, wrap, and drive. And he's definitely a load to bring down, so you better have some help with you, too.
Ball at the 35-yard line. Yeah, this is a great game. Two very evenly matched teams here tonight for this eight-man contest. Thomas Edison out of Elmira Heights. Oxford here tonight on their home field. Here's the snap. They go right back to Horahan, and the defense is there, and it's probably two or three guys just leading the tackle. I think Don Brown was in there, and I believe, yeah, coming off the bottom of the pile there is Brady Smith, too.
Yeah, Brady Smith and two of the linemen were in the backfield really quick, made hits on Horahan and got him off his game there a little bit. He did pick up 1 yard. It'll be third down and a long seven.
Dominic Brown, the junior, wearing number 70 for Oxford, 5'7", 210. This kid eats, sleeps, breathes football. I've talked to a lot with him in the offseason about different workouts and camps he's going to. Just pours his heart into it, and he's made a big tackle there. So Edison now on third down and about seven to go at your own 35-yard line, going right to left. They're in the white with the orange and the blue trim, stepping up in the pocket, and they're going to get ripped down. That was Ryan Benedict on the QB position, and it was Smith coming in, Jake Smith this time, on the sack.
Yeah, Jake Smith would like to delay blitz on that play and totally had a free run at the quarterback. The quarterback thought about taking the ball on like a delayed draw kind of play, and then saw Smith and just thought better of it. But Smith was there, brought him down for the loss, fourth down.
Fourth down coming. Clock is moving. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Oxford leads 12-8, waiting for the snap. Good boot here is going to bounce up to about midfield and out of bounds. So Oxford's going to have good field position here late in the third quarter with a 12-8 lead. Well, 29 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
29 seconds left. The ball will be spotted after the march off by the official on the punt at about the 44-yard line of Thomas Edison.
So 12-8 to score. The difference at the moment is the David Tucker touchdown catch in the third quarter from Alex Smith. It's about a 20-yard TD catch. So both of Oxford's scores came through the air tonight. Mm-hmm. Not afraid to sling it around. So here is Oxford now going left to right. Of course, they're in the black with the white trim and the red helmets. They're starting right at midfield. Brown is in motion. They'll fake the handoff. Alex Smith will tuck it and run here. The QB gets to the outside. Brought down at the 40. I thought, yeah, it looked like maybe some sort of a horse collar tackle there, but they won't get the call.
Yeah, he got up immediately grabbing his shoulder pads, trying to get the referee to see that he had his shirt ripped off of him almost. And his coach is like, can't do anything about it. There's no flag on the field.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. Time runs out. Oxford leads 12-8. When we come back, they're going to have the ball inside Edison territory going left to right at the 40. So Oxford leads 12-8. And the fourth quarter coming up for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety. Your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Oxford as we switch ends of the field. Now Oxford will be going right to left, and they lead 12-8 over Thomas Edison as we hit the fourth quarter. David Tucker in a QB on second down and about 7 to go. He'll pick up 2. So this will be 3rd and about 5 coming up for the Blackhawks. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO.
Quarterback keeper off to the right side and good for about 2 yards, as Nate did say. The ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line of the Spartans from Thomas Edison. 3rd and 7, I'm going to say.
The ball is at the 40-yard line here. And Oxford, I think, with this 12-8 lead, the way the scoring is going, clock is moving. Not afraid to chew a little clock here. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be thinking about that. But right now, this is a long third down play. They want to get it a little closer if they're thinking about doing it on fourth down.
Waiting for the snap. Here on third down at about 6 to go, they're going to hand off. They're going to pick up a big chunk of yards with Brady Smith. Very close to the first down. We'll see where it's marked. Oh, they're moving the chains. I think you picked it up.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting because I didn't see the official call the chains to move, but they said, yeah, they got it. We're moving the chain. So first down.
I thought we were going to see our measurement. You know, we love measurement.
Yeah.
Make that chain crew earn it. But clock is going to keep moving here. 10:55 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford leading 12-8. They're in Edison territory at the 33-yard line. And so, yeah, Oxford really taking their time here in the huddle. I can't blame them here. Chew a little clock. Yeah, you only have the 4-point lead, but if you could punch it in here, that would go a long way with the way this game is shaped up just in terms of the offense.
Definitely, and taking some time off the clock would absolutely make it a pressure time for Thomas Edison.
They're going to fake a handoff here, and Alex Smith diving forward. Actually, no, it was Tucker, and maybe a gain of 1 here, so about 2nd and 9 coming up again. Oxford leading 12-8, 10:15 to go fourth quarter.
Seeing a lot more slipping going on out there right now, folks, and the field is getting a little damp and wet, and the umbrellas are looking like they're getting hit a little harder with the drops from up above.
When I talk to both coaches pregame, I kind of always like to ask coaches, like, hey, what do you think we're going to see here tonight? You know, what's your game plan? And I'm not asking for the whole game plan, but both teams said, we want to run some clock. We'd like to run plays and kind of dictate our tempo. So see how that is here in the fourth quarter. As Tucker drops back, he's at the 40-yard line, lofts one up, and it's picked off here by Edison down at the 15-yard line, and the Spartans have new life. They were looking on that far side for the receiver for Oxford, Jake Smith, and it was intercepted.
Yeah, he didn't see that the cornerback drop all the way back there, and double coverage undercut the throw, picked off, and Thomas Edison will get the ball back at about the 15-yard line.
Boy, just when we're sitting here talking about clock management, chewing clock, they throw it up and it's picked off. So just like that, that game can turn, you know, just at a switch like that.
That's why you and I are up here and not on the side.
9:40 to go in the fourth. I couldn't agree more. It's 12-8. I give coaches of any sport all the credit. I mean, to put yourself out there like that, those guys all do a great job. Edison now deep in their own end, going left to right. They're going to hand it off to Horahan here. He lost it. It's a fumble on the play. Who's going to come up with it? I think Edison fell on it just in time.
Yeah, it actually, he was probably 8 yards down the field. The ball went backwards probably 3 yards. So we'll see if they did recover. Yep, they did recover. Boy, that's one thing you don't want to do.
Or
did you see that?
Yeah, he is.
He's mad. Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's a good thing.
Horahan started this game in a white jersey. His jersey now is a nice shade of brown and black and mud because he has been the absolute workhorse here tonight. So this is going to bring up second down and about six to go. Edison going left to right. They're inside their own territory, pinned back at about the 16-yard line. And the clock is moving. It's down to 8:45 to go. Fourth quarter, Oxford leads 12-8 here on homecoming night. So Horahan is in the backfield. One wide receiver split out to each side. Man is in motion from left to right. They're going to go to Horahan. They'll know. QB keeper at the 20, pushing his way forward. They might be close to a first down here, I believe, with Michael Brown under center.
Yeah, nice little play. They just, quarterback just took a one step back and then just took a little draw action right off the guard tackle gap on the left side. Had Horahan behind him. Was actually moving the pile, and they did get first down yardage.
So they'll move the chains. Gives them a little breathing room here. They are out to the 25-yard line. They're kind of lined up right about the left hash mark. And Edison also taking their time here. And again, the clock continues to move. 8:15 to go. Oxford leading by 4, 12-8. So Oxford has scored 2 touchdowns. Didn't get the 2-point conversion on either of them. Edison has 1 score on the night, and they did get the 2-point conversion. So Horahan is in the backfield again. Michael Brown is under center. Will hand it off to Horahan. He drags 2 players across the 30 out to the 32. What a performance.
Yeah, what a great job he's doing. I'm telling you what, you better bring your pads to work with you when you've got to tackle that kid, because he is not going to stop running. And really nice job. He got he got hit by 2 yards on the carry and carried the guys 6 yards. So it's second down and 2.
Clock is down to 7.5 to go. Oxford on top, 12-8 over Thomas Edison here tonight under the lights at Oxford Academy. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. They go right back to Horahan. Boy, across the 35 out to the 40, to the 41. And, I mean, he's just scratching, clawing, and fighting for every yard he can here.
You know, I mean, this is huge to compare him to this person, but the way he runs and everything kind of reminds me of John Riggins.
I literally was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, he reminds me of an old school back like a John Riggins. Yeah.
That's, and I didn't like him because I'm a Giant fan.
Yeah,
I didn't like him.
Yeah, you had to respect his game, but yeah, a lot of headaches over the years for Giants fans from him. So again, the clock is still moving here, and I wonder if Edison is, you know, taking their time on purpose here with 6:45 to go, saying, "Hey, we know we can get down there. We know we might be able to punch it in." And so here we go. This will be a 1st and 10. They're at their own 40. They're going to throw the ball now. They go to the outside looking for a receiver. Are we going to have pass interference? Yes, we will. Intended receiver was Ryan Benedict. Oxford is saying we did our best there on the coverage, but the Zebra crew says no. They throw the yellow hanky here.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Oxford coaches are believing that ball was uncatchable, but I'm not sure on that play. I mean, he tackled the receiver. I mean, the referee's got to throw the flag there. I mean, I don't see how he can't do it. And then you talk with the other official. Was the ball catchable? Was it not catchable? And they are marching off the penalty.
Tough break here.
Yeah. But that's going to give the Spartans the ball inside Blackhawk territory.
I'm going to give some credit to the officials here. They're making sure that these guys have a dry ball at every chance they get. A couple of guys on each sideline are bringing in fresh balls all the time. Going to make a difference on a slippery night like this. So 6:20 to go fourth quarter. Oxford clinging to a 12-8 lead here over visiting Thomas Edison. Here's the snap. They go to Horahan. He is tackled right at the 45 at the line of scrimmage. And again, two players for Oxford that have been huge here on defense in the second half, Devin Meek and Christian Bowers. Again, both guys not big at all, especially Bowers. 5'2", 106 he listed that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, that was a really nice play because they did something no one else has done all night, and that's hold Horahan to no yards on that carry, second down and 10.
So second down coming here, as Tim said. Edison taking their time back in the huddle. They're into Oxford territory, going left to right. Ball is at the 44. Oxford defense trying to come up with a big-time stop here. Second down and 10 to go for the Edison Spartans. 5.5 to go now in the fourth quarter. This game is getting tight. Oxford ahead 12-8. Here's the snap. They go to Horahan, and again, the defense is there. They meet him right at the line. They're daring him to run into the box, and again, brought down. And I believe leading the charge there was Alex Smith.
Horahan's doing this all on his own. He has no lead blocker on that play, so he does not gain another yard, and it'll be 3rd and 10. Ball is spotted at about the 44-yard line of the Oxford Blackhawks.
Huge third down, wouldn't you say here, Tim? I mean, we have 4:50 to go. Clock's moving. It's 12-8. Edison needs this first down.
And I think they're in four down territory with the clock the way it is at this point in time in the game. Because what are you going to gain if you do punt it away? You might pin Oxford a little bit further down the field, but you know what? You could also obtain that first down if you went for it on fourth.
Edison's into Oxford territory at the 44. 3rd down and 10 to go. They're going to try to pass. Pocket is collapsing. Quarterback slips. Michael Brown goes down. A loss on the play. And they go all the way back across midfield to the opposite 48.
Yeah, that was kind of a bad break right there. He put his foot down to plant so he could throw the ball, and he was at the artwork of the Blackhawk. His foot slipped right out from underneath of him, and then, of course, he got tackled by a couple of the Blackhawk defenders.
4 minutes to go now. Oxford ahead 12-8. Eight-man football tonight here on CDO. No matter what happens, stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. 4th down and about 15 to go for Thomas Edison. This might be their last gasp here, the way this game has gone offensively. Two wide receivers split to each side. Oxford is coming, and they're going to bring him down. A loss of 5 on the play. Devin Meek with the sack.
Yeah, Devin Meek just absolutely beat his man off the ball. I mean, he was in the backfield before the running back even had the ball, and nice defensive play. The Blackhawks take over on down.
Devin Meek has made play after play tonight, and it will not be denied. He's getting some big love from his teammates on the sideline. With 3:35 to go, Oxford leads 12-8, looking for their first win of the season. Can they do it on homecoming here tonight on their home field? Now they got to be smart with the ball here, Tim, taking over at the Edison 40, going right to left.
Yeah, they have to be smart, but they want to make sure that they're not just complacent and just trying to run the clock out, you know, because there are timeouts left over on the Spartan sideline. So they want to make sure that they're continue to do what they have been doing with their offense and try to push the ball down the field.
So Oxford will break the huddle. Yeah, that's one thing. You can't get complacent here and just try to kill this clock. I think you got to move the ball. So 3:35 to go. This is Tucker. He is under center. I mean, in the shotgun, excuse me. And here's the snap. He's going to pitch to the outside. An underhand pitch really goes nowhere, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And kind of a strange play that we haven't seen Oxford run all night. Go nowhere.
During the warm-ups, I saw him practicing that kind of little underhanded pitch kind of thing. But that was actually forward. It was behind the line of scrimmage because the angle was forward on that play. So if he had dropped it, he wouldn't have lost the yardage.
What it reminded me of is almost a bowling release.
Yeah, it was kind of like a two-handed bowling release right there.
3 minutes to go. Oxford leads 12-8, trying to hang on here for a four-point victory, perhaps, on homecoming and senior night at Oxford Academy under the lights. It's been a great contest here tonight against Edison. They'll hand off. They got a running back here on 2nd and long. They'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd and 10 out at the 40.
Number 21, Brady Smith on the carry, just off the right tackle gap, and he picks up 5 yards on the play. We'll bring up 3rd down and 10. The ball is spotted at the 40-yard line of the Spencer. Yeah, I did it again. Thomas Edison Spartan.
So 40. The ball is at the 40 here. And we'll see if the timeouts come into play here at all. So we come up on 2 minutes to go. Waiting for the snap is Tucker. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Tucker really just taking his time, and why not here? Blackhawks look over the sideline. Tucker looking at his offensive coordinator here. And again, he's just milking it for all it's worth here. Takes that clock all the way down to 1:50. They're going to hand off and a nice run, cutting back through the hashes, sliding across the 35 to the 33 is Brady Smith.
Brady Smith might have got the 1st down yardage on that carry. We'll see. Pretty close. We might have.
Yeah, timeout taken here by Edison, I believe. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, 1:42 to go. 4th quarter, Oxford leads 12-8. Come back in a few for the exciting conclusion on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:42 to go here in Oxford. And the Blackhawks lead visiting Thomas Edison 12-8. Edison just took a timeout here as Oxford looking for their first win of the season. Can they do it? Can they hold on here? Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU.
I said he almost got the 1st down, but it looks like he might have put his hand down, and they blew him dead back a little ways, so it's 4th and 5.
Yeah, so this is what we thought was going to be very close to a 1st down, maybe a 4th and 1, 4th and 5, so this is big. Edison could get the stop, get the ball back, and still have some time. So a big play here for Oxford as they maybe try to put the icing on the cake. You don't want to say that too early. Still some time left with 1:42 to go. Tucker is in at QB. He's in the shotgun. He's got Baker in motion. He slips and he's going to try to run out of it, but nowhere to go. And Edison will sack him after a loss all the way back at the 45. Spartans are going to have life here.
Yeah, they're going to have life, and it looks like the quarterback's hurt, number 14. He's coming up a little lane there. Tough kid, though. He's not coming out of the game. He says, I'm going to play defense here, so he's going to stick it out.
Tucker appears to be okay. Just took a little high five there. He's trying to walk it off. So Edison's going to have the ball back with 1:35 to go in the 4th quarter. Ball is at about the 44-yard line. Edison going left to right. They're in their own territory, so they still are on the other side of midfield. But, you know, let's see what happens. It's going to be about time management and how much the Oxford defense has an answer here for Jack Horahan.
Yeah, I have a feeling he'll be getting the ball. He's off to the quarterback's left in shotgun formation.
Waiting for the snap. Horahan is there. Snap will be handed off to Horahan. Nowhere to go. Oxford's right there with 3 players to bring him down.
Yeah, I think they're keen. Like, 2 guys are keen on him every play. The last couple of times that he's tried to carry, he's been hit real quickly. And gets back to a line of scrimmage, so it'll be 2nd down and 10.
1:25 to go. Oxford leads 12-8 here in the 4th quarter on their home field. Clock is stopped. It hasn't started yet. I thought I saw the signal to start the... Okay, there it goes. So now the clock is moving again, and Edison is still back in the huddle here. They really don't seem like they're in a ton of a hurry here, a real rush.
No, and I'm trying to figure out why that play, unless they thought somebody was hurt, why that play stopped the clock.
1:05 now to go. Edison waiting for the snap. It's going to be 2nd down and 11 to go. They're going to try to go to the air. Pocket is collapsing. They toss it up. It's well overthrown. Intended receiver was Tyler Goff. 3rd down coming with 58 seconds to go. Oxford still on top, 12-8.
Goff runs slant patterned, and the quarterback threw it out to the outside, so nowhere near the receiver. falls incomplete, third down.
Update from down the road as they start the fourth quarter. Norwich is on top of Shenango Valley, 48-21. So Norwich doing a good job there.
Yeah, real nice job by the Tornado tonight.
They're a sneaky team. They had a rough start, had a really tough schedule, but they've turned it on lately. Gave Maine Endwell all they could handle. 58 seconds to go. It's going to be a third down and 11 to go here for the Edison Spartans. Waiting for the snap. They're going to try to go to the air again. Looking left. This is QB Ryan Benedict. He's going to tuck it and run. Gets the midfield, knocked out of bounds. Oh, boy, yes. We're going to have a flag for a late hit again as he got knocked out of bounds. And, again, we talked about it before. You got to be so careful on that sideline. It's going
to
be huge.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing that the kid has to make that decision, because I'll tell you, if he pulls up a little bit shoelily, that running back turns up the field and he's down the sideline, you know. So it is going to give him a first down and put them well inside the Blackhawk territory at about the 35.
So what could have been about fourth and four,
right,
now turns into first down, and the ball is going to be at the Oxford 35 with 50 seconds to go. Boy, this is going to come down to a photo finish here, Tim. What a game.
Yeah, great game.
So Horahan is in the backfield. One wide receiver to the right, two to the left. Horahan is off the right hip of the QB here, Ryan Benedict. Benedict is chased out of the backfield. Hit as he throws. It's tossed up into the night sky and almost picked off here by Oxford, but it falls down to the turf. Good coverage by the Blackhawks. Clock stops with 41 seconds left.
Yeah, a little play from hash to hash there, and ball falls incomplete, second down.
So Oxford leading Thomas Edison 12-8. Eight-man football action tonight on WCGO. This is all we could have hoped for coming over here for this eight-man game. It's been a good one.
And I think this is the first game that we've had this year together that has been a good game. Yeah.
When you were away, we had some real close games. But early in the season, we were calling some blowout games, and that's just the way it goes. So this will be a second down and about 10 to go here for Edison. They're at the Oxford 35. Benedict steps up, throws, and this one is incomplete. Good coverage over there by Brady Smith. Intended receiver was Tyler Goff. He couldn't come up with a third down coming with 34 seconds to go.
Brady Smith was really good coverage on the back shoulder fade type pattern, and the ball did fall incomplete, third and 10.
So a huge third down coming up here. Again, Edison's going left to right. Ball is at the Oxford 35-yard line. Only 35 seconds left to go, 34 to be exact. And Oxford is protecting a 12-8 lead. High school football tonight on CDL and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and our game audio archive where we record these games so you can listen to them. It's all courtesy of SFCU. So here we go. Third and 10 to go here for Edison. They go left to right. Again, the ball's at the Oxford 35. Oxford showing rush from the edge. Can they get there in time? Stepping up, they're going to toss it over the middle. They're looking for Horahan. He pulls it into the 10. It's complete. What a catch with great coverage there from Baker. With 27 seconds to go.
He does it all, folks. I'm telling you what a great play that was. And he actually got hit before the ball. I was thinking there was going to be pass interference, and he still came up with the ball. The Blackhawks called timeout, I believe. Nope. Thomas Edison called timeout.
Yeah, they take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Edison's at the 10-yard line with 27 seconds to go. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, let's set the scene here, folks. Fourth quarter, 27 seconds to go. Oxford leads Thomas Edison 12-8. The Edison Spartans have the ball, first and goal. Ball's on about the 10-yard line, deep in Oxford territory. Basically, they punch it in, they could win the game here.
Yeah, they definitely would have a real good chance of winning the game if they could put it in here. The Oxford Blackhawks defense has got to come up big again. They've done it all night long. Let's see if they've got another one in them.
And boy, that catch to set this up on that drive by Horahan, pretty much Willie Mays-esque over the shoulder. He hauled it in. It was fantastic. So here we go. First and 10, 27 seconds to go out of the timeout. Edison is in the shotgun here with the QB, Ryan Benedict. Benedict rolls to his right. He's looking for Horahan, tosses it up in the end zone. It is intercepted. Was he in? Let's see. Not an official signal. We do have a flag. Let's see how this all works out with 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, I have a feeling the flag is late hit on the quarterback. No?
I think they're saying...
Yeah, it was a hold. It was an interception. They called him inbound.
Yeah. Yeah. Interception on the play for Oxford in the end zone was made by Caden Collins, I believe. Yeah. Yep, Caden Collins with the INT.
Yeah, and it'll be a touchback. So the Blackhawks get the ball back with 20 seconds left. Basically, can just take a knee.
They were looking for Horahan. They threw up kind of a lame duck ball. But what a great play by Collins. He saw it coming. He was, I mean, he had both toes on the line, and he's looking down, and he was just perfect to catch it and then step out. It was
yeah,
well done.
He was looking right at the official, like, "You see my feet?"
You're right, he did. He's like, "You see this, right?" And so Oxford, all they have to do here is take a knee with 20 seconds left. They could pick up the homecoming and senior night win as long as this all goes smoothly. They are in the formation here. Tucker is going to take the snap, and he will take the knee. Edison's not even going to try to submarine him or anything. Oxford is going to come away with a 12-8 victory. You feel good as the Blackhawks pick up their first win of the year. They rush onto the field here. They will win 12-8. Jim, what a finish.
Yeah, what a great finish. I mean, here we're thinking that, you know, the defense has to do it, and they did. They came up and made a great play and get the ball back to themselves, you know, at the 20, and then they just take a knee into the victory formation and walk away with number one in the year.
You feel good for the Blackhawks. Our postgame show coming up. Oxford wins 12-8. An interception with 20 seconds left seals the deal. Congratulations to the Blackhawks here tonight. Postgame show coming up. Our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose on WCDO.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lalton cutting one last time here in the press box at Oxford Academy. Oxford comes up with a 12-8 victory over Thomas Edison in eight-man action tonight. Welcome into the post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose, but great victory here tonight. Oxford seals it with an interception with 20 seconds left.
Yeah, what a really nice play. I mean, the young man was right on the edge of the sideline and just made sure his feet were in bounds. And when he caught it, we talked about it after the play, he was looking right at the ref like, "You see my feet? I caught the ball." Make the call, and he did. The flag must have been, I'm not sure what it was, but there must have been a holding or something on Edison that got declined, and they took the touchback, and that was the end of the game.
So again, the Blackhawks get an interception with 20 seconds left to seal the deal. It looked like Edison was going to have a great chance to punch it in there, but the defense comes up big. Let's do our quick scoring summary here. A lot of scoring in the second quarter. It was 0-0 after the first. Oxford struck first as Tucker was able to, David Tucker found Jake Smith for a 20-yard TD pass. Two-point conversion was no good. Oxford led 6-0. And then right at the end of the second quarter, going into halftime, it was a pretty much a 1-yard TD run for Jack Horahan. Two-point conversion was good, so Edison led 8-6 at the half. Third quarter was the only score there as David Tucker caught a pass from Alex Smith. So he throws one and he catches one. Did a nice move at about the 20-yard line, took off and scored. Two-point conversion was no good. That was our score, 12-8. No scoring in the fourth quarter. Big win here for Oxford. You feel good for them.
Yeah, you got to feel really good for the Blackhawks. And I'll tell you what, their defense did a fantastic job all night. They handled Horahan on that last drive very, very well. I mean, they started to key. They made some change. I'm not sure what it was, but either they had two guys on him solely or whatever it was, but he was not the force that he had been before. He was only getting back to the line of scrimmage, if that.
Do have an update from down the road in Norwich. Norwich leads 48-27 over Shenango Valley. About 9 minutes left in the game up there tonight at Norwich High School. So let's do our three awards here tonight, Tim. First, we'll do our offense award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank is one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great, and Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I'd like to go David Tucker tonight from Oxford. Threw a touchdown, caught a touchdown, was great at QB. Let's give him that award tonight.
Yeah, David Tucker did a really nice job. That young man deserves everything that he got, and what he's going to get tonight was this big first victory of the year. That team is going to really, really celebrate, and they deserve it.
So when we do a game between a local team in our coverage area and a team that's from out of the area, like Elmira, Thomas Edison, we'll give all three awards to Oxford tonight. So hear me out on these two, Tim. Next up, we'll do the Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. So I have thoughts for this and for all purpose. I think I'd like to give this to Caden Collins for the game-winning INT. That was one of the biggest plays of the game, so I'd like to give him the defense award tonight.
Okay. Yep. It was a big play, obviously. I mean, he doesn't make that play. They still got second, third, and fourth downs with 20 seconds left, and I do believe they had a couple timeouts still.
And the all-purpose award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. ACCO is always supporting youth in our local communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I was thinking that we should give that one to Devin Meek tonight. He had those big-time sacks, always seemed to be in the backfield. So let's give Devin Meek the all-purpose award.
Yeah, Devin Meek did a really nice job. He was coming off his edge, and he was blindsiding the quarterback. He was actually running him down. Did a really nice job in his defensive spot.
So that's going to do it. That's our three awards. 12-8, the final here tonight, Tim. Really, really a great football game.
Yeah, definitely great night. Really want to thank Oxford for the welcome they gave us when we came in tonight. It was just amazing what we received. And I'll tell you right now, the other thing I want to say, because it is senior night, we talked about it before, four seniors leaving for the Blackhawks, three are going into the armed services. And congratulations to those young men, and thank you very much for their service upcoming here and after they graduate.
Yeah, appreciate your service, and a big thank you to you guys. So tune in to WCDO this week. Check out WCDOsports.com. We'll figure out what's going on with the playoffs, where those games will be, what time, what day. A lot of that will be decided next week, and we'll see what game we're going to do. So check in to WCDOsports.com or on Twitter, and we'll find you somewhere next week for the playoffs.
Yeah, we're going to be somewhere. We're not sure where it's going to be, but we'll be there, and If you can't make it to the game, just turn us on. We'll be there.
We'll be there. A big thank you to Craig Stevens and Jim Tamayo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, our final score, Oxford 12, Thomas Edison 8. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. Stay safe from WCDO.
WCDO.